Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Gold Coast short kickoff. It's batted back by Kelly. He actually batted it back uncontested. Oh, and it found Jared Wallace. So Gold Coast get it back off the short restart. And now it's Patrick Herbert. Do they say winning's the best disinfectant, or do I just make something up, Jimmy?
I don't know. I liked it.
I like it. I think it's up there with laughter is the best medicine, Dan.
Yeah.
Winning is the best disinfectant.
That's right. I think the actual quote is sunshine is the best. It's a political term. But let's go with that. Winning is the best disinfectant. Okay, now here's Wallace, 45 away. 40 seconds to go. Titans are home. Now it's Thurmore throwing it on. Kelly fashions a pass as he's falling. Back to Thurmore. Pinsey is back. He's going to score.
Oh, yes.
Great try by Thurmore. He was not going to be denied. Now he has a double. He's another man of the match contender. Oh, the Titans. 42-24 when they kick the goal. It'll equal their highest ever score, and they deserve to finish with an exclamation mark.
Yeah, they sure do, Dan. It's a great way to finish off this game. It's a late offload from the Gold Coast Titans. Former Bo Fairmore there is just running through some very, very tired Manly defenders in the middle of the field, and he is delighted with that. Like you say, he gets a double for the afternoon, and yeah, wow, the Titans will be happy with this one today. Plenty of good tries to be seen. It's going to be hard for me to pick the 3-2-1. Plenty of contenders, but what a try from Bo Fairmore. Oh,
I don't know. I just want to go down to Dobbo. Can Manly come back?
Oh, okay. No, they didn't.
Can they?
Come on, Gordy. No one likes a bad winner. Come on, mate.
What do you mean?
42-24. All right, you won. Win with class. Win. Act like you've been there before. He's Tanner Boyd to kick the goal. He's going to be perfect. 8 from 8 once he nails this. And well done to the Titans. And they have moved to 15th. So right now the spoon is in the hands of the West Tigers, who have 3 weeks to shake it off. That's the highlight of the Titans season, what they've dished up this afternoon. 44-24. A thoroughly deserved shellacking. Whatever hope Manly had has been well and truly blown to smithereens. Their season is going to end without a finals appearance. And the Titans equal their highest ever score, which was 40. Well, the last time they did it was 44-0 last year. They've done 44 a couple of times, I believe. Anyway, that is irrelevant. What is relevant is that Ben Dobbin has one of the players on the sideline. I think it's Daly Cherry Evans. Go, Dobbo.
Yeah, I do. Chez, not the night you wanted. A tough week, you know, in rugby league. And obviously Manly wanted to come out here and prove a point against the Titans. It just didn't work out tonight.
Yeah, it's just at the moment we're not putting it together. Obviously, defensively, we just haven't got enough resilience at the moment. We're getting too many points put on us, and yeah, we just got to start there, mate.
For Manly in the 2022 season, just from numbers, you can't make the 8 now. So is it more about looking towards next year and starting to build that, or what's going to be the chat tonight when you get back into the change room?
Yeah, that's it, Dobbo. I mean, that scenario of the fairy tale finish making the finals is officially over. So you're exactly right, mate. We've got to build for next year, and we need to start thinking about what sort of team we want to be, because right now we're it's pretty hard to understand what's happened over the last month.
Do you think, obviously, with the controversy, has that affected the side?
Well, no doubt it did for 1 week, but you'd be surprised at how quickly we've moved on, eh? The final piece is just trying to get a win so everyone can stop talking about it, because I can guarantee you we've stopped talking about it. So, while it was pretty controversial for 1 week, we really feel as though we've moved on, but our footy's not showing that.
Mate, I know how tough it is, and it's been a tough week. You were close to Greenie as well. Just a shocking week in that instance.
Yeah, it's been shocking news. It's the only way to say it. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was lucky enough to be coached by him last year, because I could see firsthand why he was so successful as a coach and obviously as a player as well. So, yeah, condolences to his family. It's, you know, footy's just the game sometimes when you think about it, where the greens are at.
Good on you, mate. Sorry about the loss.
Thanks. Bye. Cheers.
Very nice interview, Dobbo. Well done, and well done to DCE. Manly now four straight losses. It started at Cogger against the Dragons, so that was before the Rainbow Jumper dramas. Then they lost to the Roosters. Remember last week against Parramatta? They were great until the last 20 minutes, and then they fell apart. And they were awful today. Disturbing images in the on the sideline. Jason Saab, ACL. So that is a long-term injury for Jason Saab, obviously. Dave Fifita, he walked off with a big smile on his face. I bet he's still got a big smile as he talks to Dubbo.
It was good to see tonight that try, Dave Fifita. Congratulations, firstly, as a side. It's the kind of win that you guys know that you've got in you, and a great win in front of a home crowd.
Yeah, you know, I can't even remember when that was our last win. You know, it's good, you know, we showed up at the start of the game and the boys really fought hard, you know. Missing big Tino and some more outs there, you know. Tino's a big loss and he's been carrying us all year. And for us to get that win, you know, for our community and our area, the Gold Coast, you know, it's good to get that win.
We were saying it in the call, the pieces are there. It just hasn't worked out this year. But this club is in the right direction, despite where you finish this year. You bring Kieran Foran in there, you bring Sam Verrills in as well, and yourselves. You're going to be better for this season.
Yeah, 100%. You know, them two additions for next season, you know, they'll be really good for us. Young squad here. For next year, Verrills is a great player, and Kieran Foran, you know, great direction and organiser. But, yeah, our boys tonight, you know, done a good job. I reckon Tanner and Brimo and JC there, you know, really done a really good job. And the middles and the edges just try to do our best, and the back five just carried hard. And it's really good to get a win, Dubbo, you know. It's been a while, mate, you know, all the noise and that. But, yeah, it's good to get the win, mate.
What about this try? We saw you when you were at the Broncos against the Cowboys. We remember that try. It was very much like that here. You ran over a bloke and then you went for it.
Yeah, just backed myself, eh? I thought, to be honest, I thought I wasn't going to get there. I'm going a bit slow, but yeah, I still have it, you know, still have it.
Gordy was on his feet clapping in the stand. Gordy was there, he was gave you a standing ovation, mate.
Yeah, nah, it's good, you know, to get them tries. Just back myself there and back myself, mate. So, yeah,
good on you, mate. Great win, good for the club, and you're happy, and that's the best thing, mate.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Good on you.
Thanks, Dobbo.
Thank you. You're dismissed, Dobbo. Well done. 10 losses in a row before today. Their last win was Magic Round. My God, doesn't that seem like a long time ago? Well, it was. It was 10 weeks ago when they beat the Dragons in Golden Point. All right, James Graham, homeloans.com.au. Bring us the player of the match and the 3-2-1. Please, if you may, for homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans.
Yeah, difficult one to pick today, Dan, as always. Plenty of strong contenders on display from the Gold Coast Titans. And yeah, it's been a long 10 weeks for the Titans, hasn't it? But yeah, for me, 1 point today goes to the man we were just interviewing, David Fifita. I think that try that he scored just epitomises him, and that's great to watch. That's what I want to see as a fan, and I'm sure the Gold Coast Titans fans especially. 2 points to Jaden Campbell. Really liked every time he got the ball. He looked excited. A big reason why the Gold Coast Titans got the win today. And 3 points go to AJ Brimson.
Okay.
He was sensational.
Very nice. Thank you. Final thoughts, Gordy Tallis.
In a miserable week, Dan, it's put a smile on my face.
Yeah, so, that's good.
And you know what? And you know what? The Titans fans have had a tough year. And
yes.
Do you know what? I've never really had a year like this in my career. But to all the fans that stick with their team, it's so important, you know, to come here and, you know, play in front of your fans, because they're the people that make your career and make your organisation. So thanks to all the fans for all the teams that turn out.
Well, in 2 weeks they've got Newcastle, and that would be, I gather, to win. I mean, doing a bit of guessing there, they win that one and they'll really fancy their chances to win that one. That would ensure they wouldn't win the Spoon. So hopefully they get a big crowd there. They've got the Dragons next week in the Gong. Not impossible. They beat them in round 10. Newcastle at home, and then the Warriors over at Mount Smart. Well, we see how tough the Warriors are at home. But that is the end of that. Manly finish with Cronulla at Brookie next Saturday, 5:30. And then two away games, Canberra and Canterbury. But their top eight chances are just about done. Next week, we went through the round, so I won't do it again. But it's South and Penrith to start the round from Accor Stadium and will be there from 7 o'clock on Thursday night. Ladder, with three rounds to play, Penrith 38. So they're not officially minor premiers, but they're 38, Cowboys 32. So Penrith would have to lose all three, Cowboys win all three. Not impossible, but unlikely, certainly. Cronulla also 32. They're for and against, 71 points worse than the Cowboys. Melbourne in fourth on 30. Then on 28, South, Brisbane, Parramatta. Roosters on 26, Canberra 24. And that's your top nine. And that's all that's left, really. The rest of the competition, Manly on 20, Dragons on 20, Dogs 14, Warriors 14, Newcastle 14, Titans 10, Tigers 10. And the Titans now have a 19-point buffer on the Tigers' points differential. So Tigers in last place. Thank you, Gordy, and thank you to Jimmy Graham. Triple M rocking round 22 of the NRL. Thank you to Ben Dobbin and the staff as well. Great job by all. Triple M rocks the football. We will see you on Thursday night.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
We are off and running. Oh, my God, they've dropped it on the first tackle. Gordy, you can go home. Liu gets it on. Wallace dubbies and links up with Jolliffe, who holds onto it and I think has scored. It's a great Titans try.
Manly not sharp really in attack so far. Here's a chance. Four down the short side. Double punt to Parker. Gets it on the side. Inside pass to Ruben Garrick. And as soon as the commentator says they're not sharp, they turn it on for a wonderful try.
Yeah, down the commentator's care. Strikes again.
He'll be put on report, Walker. That's not 10. That is not 10.
It's 10.
Oh. Liu plays to Clark. Clark bounces out to the right. Goes to Fotawaker. On to Boyd. Boyd. Magic pass. Try. Jojo Fafita. Comes to the left here. Jake Dumovic. He's just going to stroll. Oh. He got over. No. Campbell got it. Oh. And then Jolliffe gets under. No, oh, he's given a try.
Schuster goes long. Links up with Jerry Evans. Then he throws an intercept. Oh, here he goes. Brian Kelly. Gordy, take it home. Good boy. Intercept try, Brian Kelly.
On the last to Brimson. He runs at the line.
He then puts in a kick. Ricochets off to Siegel. Taken one-handed by Thurmore. And he scores.
Boyd now turns it on the inside. A bobbling Brimson takes it. Oh, straight. Got past Croker. He got past all of them. That's a standing ovation from Gordon Tallison. Why not? AJ Brimson. One of the tries of the weekend.
Yes, sir. On the day for Fafita. Oh,
now he's away. Now he's in the clear. Look at him go. Day for Fafita. Good luck, Ruben Garrick. He dummies up. Gets him, but he doesn't stop him. That is awesome.
Walker on the forward. Forward out to Garrick. Gives it to Parker. Steaming onto it. That's a strong run.
And scores. Schuster gets it on the forward. Out it goes to Kohler. It's a Manly try. Well, hang on. Kelly. Fashions a pass as he's falling. Back to Thurmore. Pinsey is back. He's going to score. Great try by Thurmore. 44-24. A thoroughly deserved shellacking. Whatever hope Manly had has been well and truly blown to smithereens.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.